When we talk about springtime, the name Kumani comes forth, and that's Matt Kumani. Good morning to you, Matt.
Hi, Andrew. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Matt.
Good to talk to you, mate. Your Ballarat team in Victoria, how are things going there?
Really well, yeah. They're just getting ready. We've got plenty of young horses, so had a slow start in terms of runners for the season, but it'll pick up momentum all the way through, and hopefully we'll try and at least match, and if not better, our really good last season.
This is a very interesting mare you bring here today, Matt, this Etta James. She's got a good-looking record, 6 wins from 12 starts. So how did you come about her?
Well, the guys who own her, who bred her, called me out of the blue and said we've got an unraised four-year-old mare by Raise the Flag, who at that point, I have to confess, I hadn't ever heard of. And I was a little bit wary, to be honest. They had the sort of foresight to decide to take her over to Australia, so I figured she must be good enough, and she certainly has been. She's been a bit of a revelation for us, and she's a lovely, big, strong mare. She looks like a sprinter. She's really heavy and well-muscled and doesn't look like a staying mare, but she's certainly that seems to be all she does.
Obviously, she was very good first up, and we have to be forgiving their second up with that tough run?
I think so, yes. I mean, you know, it's always difficult to keep yourself confident going into a race like today, or you know, even bigger targets when you come off what on the face of it looks very disappointing at the Valley. But she's not really a Valley mare. You know, she really wasn't going to suit it, particularly not from that barrier and not with the run she had. So I think we have to really sort of turn a blind eye to that performance and just put a line through it, and hope that today we see her back in her usual brilliance.
You got a spring happening in Melbourne. Is she in Sydney because it's hard to get a run with a staying type of horse, or you got Metrop in the back of your mind?
Well, I had the Metrop in the back of my mind. I was hoping to go to it third up, to be honest. But it's difficult to go to a Group 1 off a performance like that at the Valley. It's still there. I prefer to give my horses at least 3 weeks in between runs where possible. So to back it up into that race would be a bit of a push for me, but it all depends how she performs today. And really, I just want to get her back on a winning path. And so races like the Metrop, well, there's time for them. I think let's just concentrate on today's race really, and then look to the future after that.
Her racing pattern. I know she led all the way when at Morfettville and the Lord Reams, their Group 3 win before going for a break. This is it looks a pretty quick race. Is she just as well? Is she okay taking a sit as well?
Yeah, I think she will be. My view always is to particularly as you go up in distance, is to not be the bunny really. I hate being that target to be hunted down. And obviously in Australia it changes a bit because the tracks are a bit tighter and you can end up having a lot of trouble in running. So being out in front can work for you, and it certainly has done in the past. Today there looks like there's plenty of pace. It's not a huge number field, so hopefully getting into trouble won't be an issue. I think we're happy just to sit where we find ourselves and let someone else be the bunny, and then hopefully be able to pick up off a strong pace. It looks like it'll be a really true test at the 2400, and I think that's what she needs.
And all in all, you're happy with the condition and how she arrives, and you're expecting her to run well?
I think so, yeah. She's been working really well. She seems happy. She's travelled well. She's settled in well. We're staying at Gerald Ryan's. She's a difficult mare really to judge, because you look at her and you think she's not ready. I mean, she's so big and she's just a really heavy mare, and you always wonder whether she's fit enough. But you know, and it is early on in her campaign, so that is still a bit of a question mark. But I think you know, throughout her whole of her last campaign, she always looked big and heavy and always performed well. So, and hopefully we've got a long campaign coming up ahead of us, and I think she's in the right condition for the stage she's at.
A couple of runners at Caulfield, this colt De Rosa in the first, of strong winning at his debut, and just give the impression the mile might suit him last time.
Yeah, I think so. The question is whether a mile's going to actually be far enough. You know, I'm sort of hoping he might be that really good miler, but he's a bit of a tricky horse as well to look at, because he looks like a sprinter too. He's small and nuggety and well muscled and looks speedy to look at, stood up. But when you watch his action, he's got a really long, rangy stride. He comes off the bridle a little bit, particularly over the shorter distances when they pick up the pace. And he's also a brother to some serious stayers in Europe, champion stayer in Germany, actually. So I think we may see today that he needs further still. But I'm quietly hoping that a mile really might suit him. But it could be that actually we divert and go on a more of a sort of derby path after today.
Mm-hmm. And Golden Authority in race two. Two for two last prep, just out-sprinted there first up.
Yeah, out-sprinted, and he was first up over 1,800. There just wasn't a decent other race for him. It would have had to have been going to the Valley for a mile, and I just don't think that would have suited him at all. We always had it in our mind that he was going to need the run, and I think it certainly looked like that. He's a quality horse, but he's an ex breeze-up horse from New Zealand, and he shouldn't have been in a breeze-up sale. He's by authorised. He was always going to be a late-maturing horse, and I think it's taken its toll a little bit on him soundness-wise. So we have to be a bit careful. We have to try and limit the number of runs he has. So I didn't want to take a long, three steps to get to the 1,800, 2,000-metre races. So we've tried to shortcut it a little bit. And, it looks like that in his first run. But I'm hoping today he's a lot fitter. And it's a very tough race. But I'm hoping he's got the quality that's needed.
Well, then, all, how's your numbers shaping up at Ballarat? You're building up the stable?
Yes. We're going really well. We've got some really, really good clients. We keep getting new ones that send us interesting tried horses. And we bought a lot of really nice yearlings at this year's sales, some two-year-olds, with a few still spaces to think that we've sort of kept back to try and encourage new owners into the team. It's going really well. I mean, we had the most fantastic year last year, and hopefully we can build on that again.
Good luck today.
All right, thanks a lot.